Hello, welcome to 620 Patio, where your thoughts really matter to us. I'm going to start the fire up and get the show going, and we will be on our way.
The key to your heart. Place I'm not safe in. I got locked away and it's vacant. Waking up to all of your faces, trapped inside this cage. Narcissistic bouts of rage, accusations every day. Arguments that you create to break the soul inside of me. Trapped inside your cage, it was a crazy place to be. The constant roller coasters made me sick, I couldn't see. It made the truth so ugly that the man inside the mirror wasn't recognizing me. A puppet master pulling strings and playing with my head, manipulating everything and twisting what I said. Projecting all your malice, then attacking me and claiming my defense was starting all the arguments. And as time goes on and I embrace the situation I just faced, I forgive myself for letting faith you change distorted reality.
Hello,
you tell me that you're leaving, she's a villain on the loose. But even after everything, I still come after you. Yeah. You told me this was forever. It's me and you together, come to find out it never is. Cause those were lies, lies, lies. She's a snake in disguise, guys, guys. As bad as I would want you to, I know you'll never change. Crazy, you and I were talking about our wedding day. And I'm glad that we ain't go through with it, but I'm feeling so bad for the next one you ruin with. The key to your heart opens up a place I'm not safe in. I got locked away and it's vacant. Waking up to all of your faces, trapped inside this cage. Narcissistic bouts of rage, accusations every day. Arguments that you create to break the soul inside of me. I still sort of miss it, your toxic ambition, your evil intention, your wrong intuition. I wasn't complicit to our demise. I got locked away and didn't even do the crime. What do I do now? How, where do I go? How do I tell the next girl I'm a broken soul? I'm broken inside, I cannot describe the thoughts that I get when I think of those times. I saw all of the signs, I ignore them now. I will be damaged this way for the rest of my life. The key to your heart, the key to opens up your place, I'm not safe now. I got locked away in this vacant, waking up to all of your faces, trapped inside this cage. Narcissistic bouts of rage, accusations every day, arguments that you create to break the soul inside of me.
Welcome everybody to the patio tonight. The fire is rolling and we're doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. Who are you again?
I am Shane TBG.
You are awfully handsome. I'm lucky me. Thank you to come into our patio. We appreciate you all coming back.
Yep. Tonight's show, we're doing narcissistic behavior.
Narcissistic.
Oh, I don't know why our tag says pick your poison game night. I'm sorry to all you guys out there.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That was last week.
Last week's.
That's
I'm
okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sit down.
We can do this.
It's going to be a good conversation.
This happens. You think you're going to be in one conversation and...
You're in another. That's what happens on the patio, right?
Exactly. And because it's narcissistic behavior night, we're going to do it our way, right?
Right, right. That's right.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny.
That's funny. How you guys doing out there? Hey, Paul. And we got Crazy and Ezekiel in the house tonight.
Yay, very
and
nice.
Many, many more.
Thank you for joining the show live, and we appreciate all of our download listeners. You actually helped us reach a goal, so we appreciate all of you very, very much.
Got
so
1,000 downloads.
Yes.
Yay. That's amazing. Yay.
So we do appreciate you. Spread the word. We are having a blast doing this, and we appreciate you listening to our little quips and stories and
here it is.
Things like that.
Oh, sorry, yes. Kicking it into the first. Yay, 1,000 downloads. Thank you to all of you and all of our listeners outside of the United States as well. Where's my information? UK, Sweden, Germany, Australia, Canada, Mexico. And I think, didn't we have a new one? I think it was on there. South America. South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much. The club, the fan club is free right now if you want to join, and it's free beans. So we're glad that you guys could be here.
Right.
Please follow us so that you get notifications, but we'll be here every Wednesday.
Oh, so as much as we can.
Yes.
And disclaimer, this coming Wednesday, we will be on, but it's going to be a little late, I think.
Yes.
But we'll try to get there.
Yes.
Okay, because we'll be traveling.
Yeah, we'll try and keep y'all updated. We're going to be people watching.
Yes.
We may not be at the airport, but we'll be people watching, and we'll get on as soon as we can. So please be patient. And
welcome, Scrabble.
Hi, Scrabble. So, okay. When you hear the word narcissist or narcissistic behavior, what is the first trait?
Whoa, that was me. I got you.
Sorry about that, folks. What's the first trait or recognizable thing that happens that you think of when you hear the word narcissist or narcissistic behavior? What's like the first personality part to that?
You're asking me this.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I was off of the game here. First trait of narcissistic behavior that I think of.
Yeah. So like if somebody says, they're a narcissist, what do you think of?
Not owning up to your own mistakes.
Okay.
Is that one on your list over there?
Let's see.
That's what I think of. But anyway, narcissist.
So like blaming others?
Huh?
Like blaming others for stuff?
Oh, yeah, blaming others. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Blaming others, yeah. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
It was because the bank screwed up or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Would you think that might be...
Paul G says an asshole.
So when you hear the word narcissist, you think automatically asshole. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Manipulation. Easy.
Manipulative behavior.
There you go.
That I can do. Okay. Well, I can't do it, but I can give you some information on it. Yeah. I don't know. Actually, I probably could be manipulative.
You could if you wanted to. But yeah. You're not that way. You're not wired that way.
I don't know who I would pick to do it because it wouldn't be anybody that I liked.
Right.
Yeah. See, too much thought in it. So yeah. I just can't go there. Okay. So manipulative behavior is a common trait, a very common trait of narcissism, and it can also be a controlling behavior.
Yes.
So a lot of what the narcissists do is controlling actions. You know, there's always the I want to feel better about myself issues, but... Right. You know, controlling the situation so that they have the narrative, they have all of that. So being manipulative is a controlling behavior. And
you know, that brings me to something that we received a story.
Mm-hmm.
that we could share about that, you know, being controlling.
Okay.
Real quick, you want to share that story with us that we received on the...
Oh, yes. Yeah. I have a friend, and they weren't sure that they were going to make it to the show tonight. So they shared a story with me. And their niece, mm-hmm. We'll just call her Eve, because I don't know her name. And if that's her name, oh my gosh, what a weird... I'm sorry. Okay, so let's say Eve. And she married a man, we'll say Adam. And Eve had a son already coming into the marriage. And Eve and Adam married. And right before they got married, I mean, up until they got married, Adam was, you know, the doting boyfriend. And just very caring and supportive and loving and all of this. So as soon as they got married, boom, total 180, right? Adam decided he wasn't going to work. He decided that, he put up cameras in the home so he could watch Eve and everything she did.
And her son.
And her son. Eve had to get a job to pay bills and stuff. And so all of her money had to go into Adam's account. Adam started controlling the food situation so that, one standard of food, like, let's say you're making spaghetti, just a basic spaghetti sauce or tomato sauce, would be served to the son while, Adam ate, you know, homemade, authentic Italian bolognese or sauce, red sauce on his, you know. And if the son left any traces of any food behind, he would force Eve to clean the plate herself. And so he just, you know, was very controlling. But anytime he got around anybody, friends, family, anything, he flipped that switch and turned himself back into the loving, caring, devoted person. So, you know, Adam had to control every facet.
Welcome, Bella.
What Eve does and what Eve did and what she,
Cindy,
you know, saw and what they ate and all of that stuff. So, you know, Eve was under that control. Narcissists tend to like to control every facet of the situation, whether it be the story or the
just for those coming in the room, I'm sorry, our tile did not change over to what we picked was a narcissistic behavior.
Yes.
It's not game night, but that's okay. You can still,
yes,
listen and enjoy.
And I'm sharing a story that a friend shared with me about her niece. And thankfully, Eve is no longer in that situation. She is now living with her mother, and yeah, her son is with her. So she finally got out of that situation.
Yeah, it went on for years.
So. Yes, several years. So, yes, narcissistic behavior, definitely manipulation and controlling is definitely a trait. A lot of times they try to impress you, you know, yes, try to please you, try to impress you. And then once they get you quote unquote hooked, that's, yeah, when they start controlling the narrative and start, yes, controlling the situation. So yes, manipulative behavior is definitely, yeah, a trait of that. Is, yep, anybody in the chat? Hi Shelby. Or hi, Shelby, since you're on the panel, what's the first thing you think of when you think of a narcissist or narcissistic behavior?
Selfish.
Oh, being selfish. Okay. That's also in the lines of entitlement.
Yes.
I have a story about that when everything is over. Oh, you do? Okay. Yes. When everything's over, so yeah.
Oh, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be over, but entitlement is definitely a trait of a narcissist. They have the tendency to like to take advantage of others. Yes. That, you know, everything is theirs and mine and always be mine. And, right. You know, so do you mind sharing your story now or would you prefer?
I can. I just didn't want to interrupt the show.
Oh, no, that's part of the show is you all sharing your thoughts and your stories, too.
Okay, well, I'm more than happy to share. My mother, bless her soul, just got rid of her narcissistic idiot.
Oh.
Yes.
Yay.
He was, the epitome of narcissistic people. He stole from her. He would lie to her, lie to her as much as to make it look like she was the crazy person in the relationship and that, you know, maybe she did actually do that, you know, or, you know, I mean, he was just, it didn't start out that way. You know, their marriage was, as she would say, a marriage of convenience. She had food and he had insurance. And so, I mean, he was a nice guy when I first met him. He was not the typical, you know, narcissist that I could see, you know. Right. And then as the time wore on, especially after my husband and I, they lived with us when they first moved here from Florida. And tell me if I'm going on and you need me to stop.
No, yes, Ezekiel, you're
So he, after we moved out from where we were living, we let them have the house and we moved to my husband's grandparents or parents' home. But anyway, that's when things started getting ugly. He would need to be the center of attention wherever he went. Nobody treated him right or nobody talked to him the right way or enough. You know, it was just little things like that that he would how he would do my mom. Right. And then he would he started coming up with this excuse that nobody likes me. I'm not going over there because nobody likes me.
Right.
And that's when I kind of like, Mom, there's something going on there. It's not all right, you know.
So how long has she been in this relationship?
They were married in December, 23 years. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
They were married just a year younger than us.
And now they're just divorcing?
Wow.
She's
separating or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no. She pitched him out. The last straw was they were arguing one night and she called me and she told me, she said, I can't even remember the whole conversation because of what I'm about to tell you. But anyway, I told her, I said, well, get in the car and come, you know, come over here and stay over here for a couple of days. Oh, she was sick. And I said, just get in the car and come over here a couple of days because, you know, I'm going to help you get better.
Right.
And everything. And so she got in the car and she did come over here. It took about an hour, but she still got here in one piece. Well, after a few days, my mom is like my kids, or my kids are like my mom. Anyway, they, you know, after so many days of being quiet, all of a sudden they will open up.
Right.
Yes.
And she was definitely the closet victim she later told me that that night that she called me, he had put hands on her.
Oh. Yeah, it definitely can get to that point, which is horrible. Yes, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I was like, oh no, you did not do that to my mama. Mm-hmm. You know, right. He might have been 400 pounds heavier than me and a man, but you're not going to do that to my mama, you know.
You take that trash right out.
Right. Take that trash right out, Shelby. So,
and go ahead. I'm sorry.
So she just recently, the break.
The breakup the breakup has been right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Before the wedding, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Before the wedding.
Well, I'm so glad she's out of that situation.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too.
Well, I kind of dealt with the same situation for quite a few years, 20-some. On the other hand, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hearing noises.
We got a critter that's underneath the house.
It's still under there?
Yes, yes. It will not go away.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole different show. Anyway, you know, I don't know. There's things that causes people to be narcissists, but I dealt with it for 20 years. I don't care if she hears this show or not, but yeah, she was.
She's a true, download.
She's a true narcissist.
Yes.
But
Yeah.
Never apologized except twice in 20 years to me.
Mm-hmm.
A thousand things she did that didn't do.
Emotional neglect.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And that's the reason they do that is because they have no skills at building relationships with people.
Right.
They absolutely have no idea.
Yeah.
How to emotionally connect with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so then that leads into, you know, stress. Well,
like you said just a while ago, Shelby, that nobody was liked him and this and that. He had no idea how to connect with people.
Exactly.
Yep. Right. Right.
And so then that leads to stress, and then that leads to internal feelings of shame.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't take that blame on themselves, and so they outwardly push that on others.
Right.
They have the constant need for excessive admiration from other people, constant approval.
Right.
You know,
posting selfies on Facebook all day long.
Yes, like that could be definitely the one-upper.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on one-uppers.
Exactly. Welcome, that's boss. Another show. That sense of entitlement to themselves. You know, they lack empathy.
Yes.
Because of that lack of emotional connection, they don't understand that they're hurting other people.
Right.
Right.
They only know what the situation will bring them.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, it's so sad for those people because they don't know they're hurting the people.
Yeah.
And I say that I was getting ready to say that they love, but I don't even know if they
can they feel that. Love? I mean, do they really exactly. capable of love?
Yeah, because, you know, they get married, they have children, but I can't imagine not emotionally connecting with my own child or with my husband.
Right.
I have a phenomenal relationship with my husband. I can't imagine not having all of the emotions that go into that marriage.
Right.
And just feeling so emotionally blank. Mm-hmm. How sad. It's almost like going through life numb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
you would have to be.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, do they ever cry? Do they ever feel anything? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah. I think some listener in chat says, I think some feel bad after it happens because they start to apologize.
They do. And that is one of the things, the excessive apologies. I won't do that again. You know, I'm aware of what I'm doing and I'm sorry it makes you feel bad.
Right.
Because again, even their apologies are It's not, I'm sorry I made you feel bad. Right. It's like, I'm sorry you took it that way. I'm sorry you felt
it that way.
Yeah, I'm sorry you took it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not,
that was not my intention.
It's not me.
Exactly. No, it's still not me. It's still you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't do it again. Well, you know they will. So, right. Absolutely. But they definitely can get, you know, it's like that rub the people the wrong way. Because they just can't.
He was a loud, boisterous man.
Exploited. It could be hormones in the brain.
It could.
I don't know that it is. It could be something that happened as a PTSD, as a childhood trauma.
Yeah,
it could be.
Mm-hmm. It does contribute to emotional wound, shame, and poor self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big part is self-esteem and that as well.
Self-worth.
So if you think we've talked about that.
And,
children who experience abuse may adopt unhealthy defense mechanisms to cope with the situation.
That's true, too. I'll emotionally shut down so I don't get hurt anymore.
It could be that,
Yeah.
You personally seen somebody that changed from a narcissist to a non-narcissist? Would you like to come up on the panel if you like and talk? But
so would you like to, while Ezekiel's thinking about coming up and sharing his story, or I guess it could be her story.
Yeah, his or her, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway. Do you want to talk about what it's like to, like, what questions can I ask myself to see if I'm a narcissist? I think there's narcissism in all of us, a little bit.
You can ask a narcissist that question, but they're not even going to read that statement.
They're not even going to answer the question. I mean, they're going to be like,
if you think you might,
they're going to jump around it.
Look for specific traits within yourself. Observe your behavior, self-interest, and ability to maintain closer personal professional relationships.
I do believe that there is a little narcissism in everyone.
Right.
Because I like praise. A narcissist
would never ask himself that question.
Him
or herself.
No.
Yes.
No, they wouldn't.
Or itself or he, herself, or whatever you want to say these days.
Use
your own damn pronouns.
It's our show.
It's either his or hers to me or him or.
Right.
Yes.
Or y'all's. I don't even do y'all's.
Those Utes. do you require a lot of attention?
No worries.
I don't want attention. No.
You are not a narcissist. No, I'm teasing.
No.
Do you take more attention than you give?
No. Because I don't want the attention. I mean,
I don't even. I just want to be bothered.
Leave me in my corner. We are good.
Are your attention seeking behaviors a turnoff for others?
A turnoff for others? I don't know what other thing.
I don't give a crap if it is or not.
That's their business. Mind your own business.
Are you unable to identify or own how you contribute to poor outcomes, such as hurting someone's feelings or causing issues in group settings?
It bothers me when I hurt somebody's feelings. I mean, I hate confrontation.
I do too.
And if I hurt somebody's feelings, I'm like, oh man, I am so sorry. What did I say? Or
exactly. How did I
hurt your feelings? First of all, I want to know.
Exactly. Do you cut off relationships if they don't feed your self-esteem or grant your personal gain?
Oh,
no.
Yes, definitely.
But if you think about it, though, I mean, we have talked about self-worth and self-esteem on other shows. If you've missed them, you can download them. but we have talked about, if somebody is not feeding your need to improve yourself, you do have to cut them out.
Right.
So where is that balance to the point where, you say, okay, I'm a narcissist or I'm being selfish, or you finally have said, I've had enough and nobody can treat me that way.
Exactly.
I made a life decision that impacted a lot of my family.
I did mine for
I did not do it for selfish reasons. Ish. But I did because I wanted to experience life. I wanted to date. I wanted to get out and meet new people and experience new things. So, you know, I did. I greatly impacted my entire family to do this. Is that a narcissistic behavior?
To go to the...
When I moved to get my promotion and moved to Kansas City, I uprooted my whole family.
It wasn't because of me, because I'm a champion.
Mean, I don't think that's narcissistic. I think that's bettering yourself.
No. So there is a line, you know, just because you do things for yourself or to improve your well-being or improve your self-esteem or, you know, impact yourself, you know, in a positive way, doesn't necessarily mean that you are a narcissist. It's when it's chronic, and we've talked about that, you know, being mean to people can be an addiction. Expecting others to constantly provide to you and your needs can be negative, not a positive. So,
yeah, people know when the end is equal. You're exactly right.
You know, it's just like having a drink. You know, having a drink to some people, there's no problem, but to some other people, it can be devastating. So it's that line, you know, just because you indulge in an activity such as, you know, I am going to move and totally uproot my whole family, doesn't necessarily mean it was a narcissistic or a selfish thing. It was just, you know, different, needed something different. And, you know, it weighs on you.
If some people, you know, that if they do realize listening to our show that they may be a narcissist, because I was joking about this earlier, because some people don't even know.
They don't. They really don't.
They really don't.
You know, we can tease and laugh about it, but are people that really just don't know they are.
And narcissism definitely sucks. But here's a couple tips, maybe, if you want to stop being a narcissist.
So if you think you finally think you are, these are just kind of tips on what to do to stop it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
You can accept that others are not perfect.
I've had to do
that. That's a big one.
That is a really good one.
I mean, even with myself,
I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
No, even with myself, you can't expect others to live up to your expectations.
I've learned that a lot.
So you have to learn that. And that doesn't mean you're a narcissist. It just means that you might expect someone else to do the job that you do the same way.
We have talked about that.
And we have, and it's been in our personal, I mean, our personal jobs, lives. Yes. Both of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I have to do it all every day.
Every day.
That doesn't make me a narcissist.
No.
It just makes me realize that he is, does things different.
He does things different. It's, what was I, how do I always put it? It's the what right you have there. To focus on. Is the end result the same? If it's not, then yes, there's an issue. And I know you have issues to work on with people that you work with. But, you know, you can't control the how. If they get to the what, that thing that needs done.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like, you and I, and I think I've used this example before. You and I do dishes totally different.
Totally different.
Right.
Does it mean that you're doing them wrong or I'm doing them wrong? No, we just do it different. What needs done? The dishes need washed.
Right. If they get done, they get done.
Yes. Yeah. So this has been a huge OCD thing for me for many, many, many years. I'm serious. Many years that I would go back and redo things because it wasn't done the way I do them.
Right.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that they're not being done.
And that doesn't mean you're not a narcissist either.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally different traits. So but, there's a lot of fine lines.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? What's another tip to stop it?
Remind yourself of your worth.
Yes.
Not somebody else's worth.
Not. Okay. And not like chronically, you're so much better than everybody else.
Right.
You know, not like that.
Not like the guy on Saturday Night Live.
You do matter.
Hi, I'm better than anyone else out there every day.
Oh my God, that sounded just like Brit.
So you can still empower yourself every day. You know, look in the mirror and give yourself the "you got this, girl." Or yeah, you know, do
how you stop being?
Yes, yeah. It doesn't mean you have to stop that. It just
you're
not better than anybody else. You're just human.
Yeah,
trying to get through this world, live this life, and live it the best you can. Okay, what else you got?
Well, you can forgive yourself for like settling unreachable expectations. Think about why you made them so high to begin with.
That's true. Because if you can't obtain your own goals, you know, you have to make attainable goals. It's like, yes, I would love to lose 30 pounds.
But if, you don't but make if I lose it, so
five,
what?
But if I lose five,
I'm still having that is taco. A goal. That's right. If I lose 5 pounds, I'm having that taco. Shit, girl.
Aww, thanks, baby.
I'm going to get my nails done and everything else.
So, but what I'm saying is don't focus on that whole 30 pounds. Right. Give yourself smaller attainable goals.
Right.
So that, you know, yeah. So my problem at work that I've been stressing over for weeks now, maybe I should try and break it into smaller bits instead of trying to solve the whole problem. Maybe I should solve this one thing and then this one thing this one thing. And then before I know it, everything has a solution. Listen to me. I could do this better than anybody else. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing. I'll take my own advice. Okay.
Yeah, it's stress management. That's what it's called.
Oh, Lord. I have stress management.
Stress management.
I hear you.
I give myself away every time I'm stressed out. Right. I either get a fever blister or I'm fidgeting a lot or a lot or, I give myself away every time I'm stressed out. Oh, and I sleepwalk. Did I tell you that?
Right.
When I'm like,
oh crap, I do too.
Really, really, really.
Oh, hey.
I sleepwalk.
Yeah, I sleepwalk anyway.
You do?
Let me strip that stress out.
Have you slept well?
Yeah.
Like the hell if I'd know, I sleep right through.
Well, that's true. But you have to watch me because I sleep in just underwear. Yeah. And so I have been known to try and get out of the hotel room.
Right.
So listen close, okay?
Right. Okay. You know, one thing.
Can we're going to meet up in the hallway.
I can see you.
They're going to be looking at us like, who are these folks?
Walking around
me and Shelby were walking around in just our underwear the whole Alaska trip because we're stressed out. Oh, yeah, Lord. At least we won't be alone.
Yeah.
Another thing, you know, how to
stop it.
Stop it if you are, but two. You may not realize you're, but own up to your actions.
Right. Say,
that's a big, hard thing.
The other day, and this is until I was 7 years ago, 8 years ago, when I was in a relationship where I was the bad guy all the time, and I wasn't. It was her.
It was her too?
What?
There's a pattern here.
It wasn't me. I thought it was me, but it wasn't. At work just the other day, my boss had laid out a program with all the dimensions, blah, 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 and he printed a dimension and it said 0.30. And I'm like, okay, to me, when I read numbers, I read them from the back forward from four digits. So I go 030. That is, or I go zero, yeah, three digits, 030, which to me is 30 thousandths of an inch. And it was actually 300 thousandths. And I put the hole in the wrong place. And I said, no, you're wrong, boss. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, boss. I'm the one. I fucked that up. I apologize six times. No. But yeah, it was my fault because I misread. But he usually puts three digits, and it was only two. Mm-hmm. So
you added the zero.
It was just the wrong dimension. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I apologize for my mistake to him.
Right.
And that's one way not to, you know, that is another being. Yes. That's just being a human.
Now, one of the
humans
things.
Humans make mistakes.
They absolutely do. And I, when I first got into our relationship, you know, there were times where, oh my gosh, I was wrong. And, you know, so I'll say, honey, you were right. And the first time I did that, he looked at me and he said, what? And I said, oh, don't make me say it again. And he goes, no, really, I don't think I comprehended what you said. And he was so serious. And I said, I am wrong. You were right. And he was just like devastated that somebody could tell him that. And I was like, I'll admit, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it.
Yeah.
Now I'll give you my opinion why I did what I did or whatever.
Yeah, but that was a shock.
Yes. So he was shocked. He was definitely shocked. So did you know that narcissists also react negatively to criticism?
Yes, I did know that. Yes.
So they aren't able to, you know, even if it's supposed to be the, what is that? Positive feedback?
Reinforcement?
Yes, positive reinforcement. Criticism. Yes. Even like at work, you know, you're doing this great, but you need to improve on this. That is like devastating to them.
Right.
That they, any kind of negative, criticism, they just, you know, it's just devastating.
The end of their world.
Yes. Yes. And because of that, lack of empathy and the lack of being able to connect emotionally, all their relationships are unfulfilling. Which is just
I can believe that.
Yeah, it's just really, really sad. And they actually are jealous of others that are happy, which is why they try to sabotage happy couples or try to change the subject to something that's not necessarily as productive or positive, because they want to control that conversation. They have a sense of being special and unique, and you can't convince them otherwise, that they are just human and that they're normal. And, you know, they also become impatient or angry very quickly. They're very boastful when they do something that they feel is.
I got off my ass and vacuumed today.
Yes. Yes. I don't want to say it, but there are situations in a relationship where I have even done it. Like this morning, I said,
I took out the trash.
Yeah, I said, I loaded the dishwasher. I washed the rest of the dirty dishes. I started the laundry.
Well, that's
I swept the kitchen.
What you did today is all.
I know, but is that
how
being,
your day was going?
You know, I don't feel I'm a narcissist. I think I have narcissist tendencies once in a while because I do like to be center of attention sometimes. I'm a Sagittarius.
Don't blame it on your Sagittarius.
I am.
That's true narcissism right there.
See,
it's
there
my sign.
Oh, arrogance.
Oh, it's my sign.
Arrogance right here
there
on my
go.
Paper.
Oh.
Yeah. Arrogance.
Well, arrogance and scorn.
Welcome, Chuck. How you doing?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, the hell we are.
Yeah, yeah, crazy. You get them. They lie a lot because they exaggerate their achievements and their talents.
Right.
I saw a thing on TikTok.
Some people lie, some people tell the truth.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I saw a thing on TikTok, and it was supposedly one of the ladies that fell off the pole at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was this upcoming model. And so she said that her talent agent told her to say, yes, I can do it all. You know, I can do it. And so when they called and said, would you like to be a backup dancer
crazy
for the
Sagittarius too?
Yay, crazy. So she said, you know, when they called and said, will you be a backup dancer for Usher? She was like, heck yeah, you know. And then she found out that she had to skate. So she spent 8 hours, whole 8 hours learning how to skate. Well, of course, you know, you cannot learn how to skate in 8 hours.
In 8 hours.
We all know that. So needless to say,
was it ice? I don't even remember.
Roller skates. She was.
Was it? I didn't see roller it was skates.
I don't know. This is what she said it, on TikTok. I don't know. Anyway, TikTok can't lie to me.
Oh,
are you
never.
Telling me that there's no. lies out there?
Kid, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, she said, you know, that. You know, she could do everything, and you know, so she was exaggerating her achievements and her talents. Ooh, expecting special treatment.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I'm a celebrity. I should be treated this way. you know,
you're my queen.
I know, but I don't expect others to treat me like their queen either. Right. I just appreciate when you treat me like yours. You know,
right.
So, and they're extremely sensitive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Extremely sensitive, especially to stressors, other people trying to put their superiority over them, or trying to mm-hmm. that alpha, you know, trying to be an alpha over them. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, type A personalities, you know, you get too many type A's in the room, blah, 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 blah. But,
mm-hmm.
And
maybe that's what it is with my mom. I'm a type A with her, and he didn't like that. He always accused me of, well, she's just trying to take you over, and I don't ever get to spend any time with you. And I mean, they live 45 minutes away from us, you know.
Yeah. They exploit others without guilt or shame because they don't know how
crazy.
That feels.
I am special. Yes, you are crazy. You are. No, but we love you anyway.
So,
here you go.
Okay.
I'm going to give you something.
You're going to give me something. What you got?
No. Anyway, we got, I'm going to give you something. Here's something that you, how you can, if you are dealing with a narcissist
okay.
in your life.
Anywhere in my life. Okay.
If you are, they're just eating at your head.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm their punching bag.
Yeah, you're their punching bag. And
okay.
it's like,
ugh. Mm-hmm.
How can I get back at them?
Okay.
I got four words for you to say.
Four words? That's all it takes?
Four words.
Okay.
And those four words
what
are
drum roll.
I see through you.
Right?
And that will definitely just, I tell you what.
It'll floor the narcissist.
It will. It'll floor them right. It will,
I can
I
see
you,
through you.
I can see you, who you really are. And it just hits them on purpose. It's like, you're not as special as you think you are. You're not as good as you think you are. You're not nearly as intelligent as you think you are. But if you just say, I see through you, it will
eat them away.
Yeah,
it'll
knock
away.
Them right to their knees. They won't even know what to say, I guarantee it.
There you go, Shelby.
Just say, I see through you.
I see through you.
Yeah. It'll work.
Yeah.
Make eye contact and oof, I see through you and then walk away.
Yeah.
Right.
And he'll just sit there and be wondering.
He or she.
Well, she's going to say it to her.
Whatever. I'm just
mom's husband.
And you know, he tried to come back about 2 weeks ago.
Mm. Oh, really? Well,
he begged my
He's
mom.
He's out of control right now.
Yeah, and see, you know, he was still in her pain medicine, so he's got an addiction too.
Well, that's an issue in and of itself.
That's
sure.
A whole another show.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
We can talk about that.
Another request show, because we've had somebody request that.
Actually, already.
And so it's just, I mean, it was, I told my mom, I said, you better not let him in that door. I'm not, you know. But I told her, I said, you know, if you let him come back, I cut all ties from you. You'll be on your own.
Oh, that's hard. That's a hard
statement.
I mean,
but you know, hard love is what you got to do.
Sometimes,
you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Would anybody like to come up on the panel and talk?
Yeah, for
Cindy,
sure.
You're welcome to come. If you're
crazy
there.
Or Ezekiel?
Yeah, you're welcome to come up on the panel.
So
we can talk about situations.
You know, obviously there's help. You know, is it 988?
What? Yes. 988.
So they can assess you and figure out what kind of help you need. But what happens if you don't seek help? How can this develop into something even worse?
It's a mental health condition, which people have, I think, or
the narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to see as much. They need. Oh, excuse me. I'm gonna let Lucky to read that. I got. She's got it highlighted, but I can't see it.
So sorry. If it gets too bad, it can become a narcissistic personality disorder, mm-hmm. and that's a mental health condition in which people have an unreasonably high sense of their own importance. They need to seek too much attention and want people to admire them. Right. People with this disorder may lack the ability to understand or care about the feelings of others. And so if you know anybody who potentially fits that description, you definitely want to just recommend that they seek some help. Because
you can search an online therapist directory for you. So, you know, we're not doctors here.
No,
but you can do that. You can reach out for sure. It's a challenge too for those with narcissistic behaviors.
Yes, I can see that. Because they have to admit they have the problem.
Yeah. It's just like, which is the self awareness. It's just like mm-hmm. any other behavior, as well as, alcohol or drug addiction or 12-step programs.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, mm-hmm. you got to realize yourself is the problem.
Right.
In any situation.
Self-awareness. And yep.
There's some people that never will do that.
Right.
And they'll live the rest of their lives being that way. And mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I've experienced it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lucky's experienced it firsthand in some ways in earlier life. And it's just it could happen with any situation, really. Mm-hmm. I think religion
mm-hmm.
that's taught to be narcissistic, I think, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to live this way or no mm-hmm. way at all.
Yeah, you have to listen to the preacher's interpretation of the Bible,
right?
Because he is going to keep you from, sin. He's the direct person,
yes,
you
are lady.
Part of his flock. And so, he will keep you on the path to righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
If you just listen to him mm-hmm. and follow his rules. And absolutely.
Right. You could only wear jean skirts down to your ankles or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on religion. That's a whole way different subject.
Yes.
I don't know if 620 Patio will
talk about religion.
I'm not going to, because my views are
already said there's no topic off.
Right. So
we'll just have to work through it. And because we've talked about topics that are sensitive to me. So.
Crazy lady, that's because you're a hippie. It doesn't count with you. Sorry. But anyway, I would like to thank everyone for coming out tonight. Thank you, Shelby, for being on the panel.
No problem.
All of our listeners out there. Chuck, thank you for coming back. I'm sorry our tile was different tonight to everybody listening. Ezekiel. PHPWDPNE. I read that, so don't arrest me.
they stayed on the whole time.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, thank you, Scrabble.
Yeah.
Like and follow the show if you actually get on Podbean.
Crazy, all you.
But
guys,
thank you so much for coming.
And we coming up tonight on Laguna Knot Media is the Pulse
Variety Show
with Denali Brett and Tucson Scott. So don't forget about that. And then I'm sure later on, outside of normal, we'll be on with some sort of get-together thing. And don't forget the morning Old Man's podcast. And every once in a while, we'll catch the Shep Shack out there. And don't forget Herbal Talk with Shelby. I think she's doing a show this Saturday.
I will be doing a show this Saturday.
Yay. You want to promote it?
Sure. I'm flossing my teeth. Excuse me.
Flossing her teeth.
Sorry. Yes.
She's getting ready for bed. As soon as we hang up, she's gone.
We will be doing a show it's going to be an extended show from the Old Man. So, if you didn't get to hear today's show about planting, I suggest you go and download the Old Man Show Wild Card Wednesday with Shelby Jack, and listen to that show. And we're, like I said, it's going to be more in depth about your planting. And I'm still going to talk about herbs and some things. And I'm going to be making a slight announcement.
About are you pregnant?
Hell no, girl. Hell no.
I always think that's funny.
It's not just hell no. It's springtime and it is planting time.
Yes, for sure. Not that kind of planting time. But anyway, yes, I personally got a couple things that I'm going to share. And that's going to benefit me in my life. So, so we're gonna have a good time, and just tune in. It's at 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. On Saturday.
Yeah. On Saturday, yes.
Oh, well, okay. Herbal Talk with Shelby, is that correct?
Herbal Talk with Shelby.
Is that on yours? Or
is it under OON or is it strictly yours?
No, it's on OON.
Okay. That way we'll look for the right tile. Awesome!
Yeah. Awesome. And don't forget Strange Names of Oz out there, the Scott Show, the Potluck Podcast, which ran tonight. We're competing against them.
Yeah.
Oh well, we're not competing.
No, we're not competing. They're on at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe we'll see the wrong kind of podcast out there. That's our neighbors to the west of us.
I'm horrible at sound effects.
No, that's perfect. Actually, that sounds exactly like their podcast intro. They're a great show. Actually, check them out. Yeah. They're
pretty funny. I was in there before.
They do talk a lot about our local stuff. So you get to hear how Shane was, basically the things that Shane was raised with. So I always like listening to because it's pretty good. It's kind of funny.
And actually, and to tell you the truth out there, I'm going to go ahead and promote their other show, which is the matriarch of WKOP show is The Wrong Kind of Christian.
Oh.
Check them out. They're pretty good, actually.
Might like that. Yeah,
yeah, it cool. really is. It's okay. called The Wrong Kind of Christian.
I'm impressed to hear you say that.
Yeah. Check them out. Thank you, babe. They're pretty good.
I like learning new things about you.
Yeah. So don't forget to like our show, follow us, and join our fan club. It's free.
Free beans.
And if you guys need to connect with us, it's 620HHPATIO@gmail.com.
Yes. Just give us some feedback, comments.
Positive, negative.
Questions.
I'll just disregard it if it's too negative. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll take the positive and the negative feedback. If you have a show you'd like to request, we're going to do a request show each week. Or each month.
Each month.
Sorry.
Once a month, not each week.
This was a request show.
Yes.
From a friend. And so we hope that it met up to expectations. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the tile. I will change that.
We're still learning.
I know you guys like the game night. And we
do
too.
That was really fun.
And we are going to do game night once a month. So next week coming up, I cannot guarantee that we will be on at 7 p.m. Central.
We will be traveling.
We will be in the airport, but we will try to get on and do an airport watching. If not, you will see us on, which is coming up, the Pulse Variety Show.
Yeah.
With Denali Brett and Tucson Scott. And we will be at the Moose Lodge or the Clear Sky Lodge.
Yes.
And we're going to go to the
Nenana Repair.
See some moose lights.
Moose lights.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
I'm excited about the moose lights.
You guys have a good night, and we'll see you around.
And if you're going to smoke,
smoke a brisket. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, y'all.